Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need, which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willest, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio.
أرجو رضاك يا
الله
أنت الرحيم يا
الله
هبني عطاك يا
الله
أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا
الله
أنت العظيم يا
الله
فيك الرجاء يا
الله
أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال.
Today is Sunday, is the 5th of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we choose verse 173 of chapter An-Nisa.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فيوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله وأما الذين استنكفوا واستكبروا فيعذبهم عذابا أليما ولا يجدون لهم من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا.
And as for those who believed and did righteous deeds, he will give them in full their rewards and grant them extra from his bounty. But as for those who disdained and were arrogant, he will punish them with a painful punishment, and they will not find for themselves besides Allah any protector or helper.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
Faith hands first and then there comes forth good deed, yet they are both together. Deeds without faith and faith without deeds do not cause felicity and heaven for you. If you wish to be godly, pay the complete wage to the workers who work for you and even with a little more. Without having true faith and righteous deeds, you must not expect any intercession from the prophets.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً وارت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب
شكراً يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكراً يا رب.
In this episode of today's special, we ask you, what after the month of Ramadan? Even though Ramadan has ended, we all have to make sure it stays with us. How, might you ask? Everybody knows that Ramadan lasts only for a month, 29 or 30 wonderful days. This special month is a time to get closer to Allah Almighty, physically and mentally. And we have to take care not to lose this closeness with Allah Almighty. We know that Ramadan is a very special time in our lives. In addition to the obvious fasting from sunrise to sunset, we must also abstain from so many other things. One added bonus that comes with fasting is that we actually learn to be more kind to those around us. Since we strive to strengthen our bodies with both the physical and mental power that we need to complete our fasts, let's take that a step further and make it last throughout the year. It takes real devotion to Allah to fast for His sake only.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host from IRB English Radio. We hope you join us, inshallah, and stay tuned till the end of this show. Today we are going to talk about the strategies for preserving the spiritual effects of Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, throughout the year. As the final days of the blessed month of Ramadan approach, it is important to consider strategies for preserving the spiritual effects of Ramadan throughout the year. It is said that humans have a material aspect and a spiritual aspect, or to put it better, an outward appearance and an inward essence. The outward is the body and their inward is the divine soul that breathes within them. Just as humans have both an outward and inward, so does the world. The material and worldly aspects are part of its outward appearance, while the realm of the afterlife and resurrection is in its inward essence. When we compare these two, the inward is always the essence and the outward is secondary. Therefore, the world is like the shell of a nut. The hereafter is like its core. Sometimes we become so absorbed in the shell that we forget there is a core. The greatest achievement of Ramadan is to detach oneself from the material aspect and outward appearances of the world and focus on the inward, the primary aspect. Ramadan is here to reconnect humans with their nature and revive them. A person who is trapped under the burdens of the world and has a dead inner self needs to revive their essence.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light. Be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain pouring all your love to every soul.
Learn about tips on keeping Ramadan spirits alive. The first tip is making it a habit. If you want to keep good habits, you've got to make sure they remain part of your daily schedule. For instance, fasting. Did you know that the Prophet encouraged fasting on Mondays and Thursdays? Yes, the Prophet of Allah said a man's deeds are reported to Allah on Mondays and Thursdays, and I prefer that I should be fasting when my deeds are reported. This is a great way of maintaining the habit so you are not rusty by next Ramadan. Or for example, were you extra generous during Ramadan? Well, maybe you can portion out a set amount of your weekly or monthly paycheck to a charitable cause to maintain the habit of giving. Make the habit part of your daily and weekly schedule. The point is to keep action in practice and of course gain rewards from Allah.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist.
You are alive.
You guides me through my darkest night. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause
I don't need
anyone, anything in life. But you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
You're listening to today's special and Life After Ramadan. Continuity in worship is the key. The month of Ramadan is an opportunity for faithful to race with one another toward good deeds and an opportunity to direct one's soul toward meritorious acts and keep it from vices. Yet, it is quite incumbent on Muslims to remain on the path of righteousness even after Ramadan. Worshipping Allah should not be restricted to Ramadan alone, for there is no end to Muslims' worship except when he dies. What unfortunate people are those who fail to engage in remembrance of Allah except in Ramadan. Certainly the acceptance and rejection of deeds in this month have signs. Among the signs of acceptance of good deeds is when it is followed up by good deeds, and it is among the signs of rejection to follow one's good deeds with evil ones.
Sheikh Salim Bimji.
The goal of the month of Ramadan, as Allah had talked about it in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, Allah says that fasting had been prescribed for us just as previous nations were given a form of fasting. And the reason why is Allah said, لَأَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that perhaps maybe that you may attain some level of taqwa, some level of awareness and proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we look at how our scholars of spirituality speak about what comes after the month, they tell us that, you know, we need to basically try to preserve whatever it is that we have gathered in the month of Ramadan. You know, it's not like, it's just similar to anything within our life. You know, when people are, for example, training for a sporting event, they're not only training for that one day of the event, but obviously it is a continuous process of them. Maybe they want to compete in another year, they want to maintain their physique, or whatever the case may be. It's always a fact, and a fact of life, that whenever we attain something, it's usually not just for that moment, but it is for us to continue with that particular thing that we were seeking and looking for. And so Ramadan is the same, that whatever lessons that we had learned within the blessed month are lessons that we should be hoping to try to carry on within the rest of the year until the next month of Ramadan.
Thank you for listening to this episode of today's special. We leave you in Allah's protection and wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ya Rahman, Ya Razzaq, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Wahhab, Ya Tawwab, Ya Rahim, Ya Aziz, Ya Sami', Ya Basir, Ya Latif, Ya Khabir, Ya Halim, Ya Azim, Ya Kabir, Ya Hafiz, Ya Wakil, Ya Qawi, Ya Mateen.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. How to protect ourselves from the trials of end of the time, and which is all we are all going to face that situation. One of the things that's going to protect us from that situation is if we know our Imam truly and we connect ourselves with our Imam. There's a beautiful hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says, An Abi Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam, qala al-Haris al-A'war li Amir al-Mu'mineen. Imam al-Sadiq salamu alayhi has narrated this hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, that Haris one day asked from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, saying, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ana wallahi uhibbuk. Haris said to Amir al-Mu'mineen, while swearing upon God, he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O the leader of faithful, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, ya Imam Ali, I love you truly, I love you truly. Ana wallahi uhibbuk. I love you, truly I love you. When he made this statement, Amir al-Mu'mineen, when heard this statement from Haris al-Awar, replied to him, فَقَالَ لَهُ Ya Haris, amma idha ahbabtani. Okay, if you love me, then do few things. فَقَالَ لَهُ Ya Haris, amma idha ahbabtani. If you really love me, what Imam wanted from him? The first thing Imam mentioned here, فَلَا تُخَاسِمْنِي. Don't create enmity between me and you. Don't go against me. Don't do something which makes you enemy of us. It's a very important point. He said, Imam, I love you. Imam said, I know. If you really love me, then do certain things. Prove yourself. If you really love me, prove yourself. فَلَا تُخَاسِمْنِي. Don't do anything which causes enmity between me and you. No. If you want to follow me, just stay friend. Stay close. Stay on our guidance. Don't go against our guidance. Number two, وَلَا تُلَاعِبْنِي. Don't play games with us. If you really love us, lots of people used to call Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, oh, Imam Hussein, I love you. Oh, Imam Hussein, I love you. When Imam Hassan was in need of them for support to fight against Muawiyah, they cheated upon Imam. And they were not friends. When time come, they didn't show up. Or they just betrayed Imam. Imam Hussein, when he was leaving for Karbala, lots of friends. Those who claimed they are friends, they said, Imam, oh no, you know, we are not going to coming with you. We have families. We have, you know, we want to live in the peace. But you're creating problems. They started going against Imam. So they started playing games with them. Imam said, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen said to Haris, oh Haris, if you love us, don't play game with us. وَلَا تُجَارِينِ. Don't do debate with us. Don't discuss useless things with us. No, if we say something, take it seriously. Take it seriously. Don't debate, don't discuss things, meaningless things with us. And then Imam said, وَلَا تُمَازِحْنِي. If you really love us, don't make fun of us. Means don't do things which is going to cause to others making fun of us. No, don't make fun of us. وَلَا تُوَازِعْنِي. Don't put us down. No, be nice, be humble, be the great people. كُنُوا لَنَا زَيْنٍ وَلَا تَكُونُ عَلَيْنَا شَيْنَا. This is beautiful hadith. Imam said, be always good upon us. Don't be shame upon us. Here in this hadith, Imam says, وَلَا تُوَاضِعْنِي. Don't put us down. And then last point, Imam said, وَلَا تُرَافِعْنِي. Don't take us high. We are all servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't take us high. Don't say Imam Ali and Imam Ahlul Bayt are this such and such. No, no. We are all servants of God. We are imams. We are the leaders. But in fact, we are the servants of God, and keep us as servants. May Allah and give us tawfiq to understand our Imam, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about Ayah 36 of Surah An-Nisa on page 84 of the Quran Kareem. So, this is a long ayah, but nice points are here. We'll mention shortly. Then, like a lot of tajweed rules are here, okay? That the most important ones, inshallah, we will mention. So, first and foremost, let's fawad Ali Nasir all together. And brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we will all together listen to the recitation. Then, we'll get back to our lesson. Okay? One, two, three, let's go.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا.
Very nice recitation, mashallah. Very nice recitation. Let me read it once, okay, without tajweed. Then inshallah, after the short explanation, we'll mention the tajweed rules. Then we'll recite it with tajweed rules, okay?
Yes.
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا. This is without tajweed, okay? I didn't recite it, but we'll mention the tajweed rules, then we'll recite it beautifully. Okay, what does Allah Almighty say here? وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah and do not ascribe any partners to Him, because shirk is ظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. In the next verses, inshallah, in this surah, we'll study, okay? That Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَيُّشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah Almighty will not forgive someone who counts partner for Allah Almighty, who commits shirk. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah Almighty might forgive what? The other sins, okay? Other than the shirk. The shirk, Allah Almighty will not. In Prophet Luqman, عليه السلام, says to his son, يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Do not commit shirk, okay? Do not count partners for Allah Almighty. Inna shirka la dhulmun azim. This is the great oppression, the great wrong thing, okay? So don't commit this one. So Allah Almighty says, see how important it is. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Allah Almighty commands us to worship Him, right? One point. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ. Right after His worship, Allah Almighty commands us to what? To be good to our parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. One point. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى. As well to the relatives. Next. وَالْيَتَامَى. To the orphans. والمساكين, to the needy people. والجار ذي القربة, to the near neighbors. والجار الجنوب, to the distant neighbors, those who are far away. Okay. والصاحب بالجنب, the companion at your side, any friend you have. Okay, he's not your neighbor, but any friend you have, doesn't matter. Okay, he's, for example, a very religious person, or like normally religious person. Okay. Or for example, he's poor, he's rich, doesn't matter, okay? Your friends. وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنِّ. وَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ. The traveler. Somebody has traveled to, for example, has come to Qum. Now, okay, his pocket, no money. I mean, it was full when he just started traveling to Qum, okay? But now he arrived here, he has nothing, okay? Yes?
Yes.
And so here, فَوَاتْ. Has got a lot of cash. Okay. Fawad looks at him. Oh, this man, poor, came from wherever. Okay. So he doesn't have anything. Okay. Fawad says, well, can I help him or not? Oh, Ali Nasir says, come on, Fawad. You got a lot of cash. Just give him some. Okay. So here, Allah Almighty says, be good to the traveler. Fawad, give him some money. I'll give you. Okay. So Fawad is, yeah, of course, he is so gentle. He's a gentleman, okay? He just helps. Yeah, the traveler. So, وَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ. For what? Will you do it? Yeah?
Yes.
Alright, mashallah. Okay. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. And also be good to your slaves. Slaves. In the early Islam, we had slaves. Yeah, slavery. But, alhamdulillah, Islam is a religion that fights with slavery, okay? Really, Islam fights with slavery, okay? We can see this in the history. Okay? Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, one of the best things Allah, imams were always doing the good things, yeah, best things, okay? So one of the greatest things that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was doing was what? He was buying slaves. Okay, slaves, and he would train him, he would teach them Islamic teachings, and he would release them, flee them. Give him some money, flee them, and go get married. Make a family. That was what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam did. So this means Islam is fighting with slavery. Yeah, that was a point I had to say. Inna Allah la yuhibbu man kana mukhtalan fakhura. Allah Almighty indeed does not like anyone who is a swaggering braggart. Somebody who's proud, who doesn't care about others. No neighbor, no mom, no dad, no respect. Right? No people's rights. These things, if somebody is such kind of person who does not behave with his dad and mom correctly well, okay, he doesn't really worth it. We're not worthy of this, okay, to respect that kind of person.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني
نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Brothers and sisters, that's enough for the explanation, inshallah. Be careful, inshallah, to listen and practice the tajwid rules that we will be mentioning right now. and practice them, inshallah. More explanations on the tafsir, I want you, inshallah, to refer to the tafsir books. Fawad and Ali Nasir, it's time to mention some tajweed rules, yes? The important yes. ones here. So, wa'budullah, the rule for Hamzatul Wasl. The rule for Hamzatul Wasl, there are two main rules. Yes, Fawad? Could you yes. say first one? Skipping Hamzatul Wasl.
Yes.
Second one? Pronouncing Hamzatul Wasl. Okay, if you do not say, I will say no problem. You shy? Okay. So sometimes yeah. we need to pronounce Hamzatul Wasl. Sometimes we need to skip Hamzatul Wasl.
Yes.
When do you pronounce it? When do you skip it? When it appears, okay, when it occurs right at the beginning of a word.
We will pronounce.
Wait. No. When it appears, when it occurs, okay, at the beginning of a word.
We will put a fatha.
No, it depends. So listen, when for example, look, wa'budu, the word hamzatul was and ayn or budu, right? This word, I'm not pronouncing it, okay? Because I'm gonna tell you the rule. So this word, how to read it? So if you read the previous letter, the letter before the hamzatul was, if you want to pronounce it, if you want to read it and join it with this word having hamzatul wasl, so you skip hamzatul wasl.
Yes.
What did I say? I said if you start from a word right before the word having hamzatul wasl and you're joining these two words together, skip hamzatul wasl. Hamzatul wasl will be sacrificed.
Yes.
So wa'budu, you don't pronounce the hamzatul wasl. But if you start from the word that has hamzatul wasl, right from that word, not from the previous word. So here, for example, you don't read the waw, you start from hamzatul wasl and then the word you read. How do you do? You read it here. And it depends on the letters, okay? On the word itself, is it a verb or a noun? And if it is a verb, okay, it depends on the third letter, okay? The harakat of the third letter, if the third letter has a dhamma, okay? Put a dhamma on hamzatul wasl. U'budu, look, ba has a dhamma. If it has a fatha or a kasra, put a kasra. For example, i'lam. Oh, this way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's totally about Hamzatul Wasl, and that's one of the important points. Next one, وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى. Here, the rule ten, idgham is also important, okay?
Yes.
So whenever you have tanween or nun sakin plus waw, ya, lam, mim, nun, merge the sound of them. إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى changes to... إحسانو وذي القربى. Plus a غنّة sound, nasal sound, and also extend the sound for
two beats.
That's all. وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين. Look, we skip حمزة الوصل. وبذي القربى, حمزة الوصل is skipped there. حمزة الوصل is that alif that has like the front part of sod on the top.
Yeah,
the head of the sod on the top. That's Hamzatul Wasl. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى. Now, if you read just from the word that has Hamzatul Wasl, how do you read it? Because it's a noun and it has lam al-ta'rif. So if a word has a lam al-ta'rif with it, you put an A on the top of Hamzatul Wasl always. الْقُرْبَى, الْيَتَامَى, الْمَسَاكِينَ, الْجَارَ, الْقُرْبَى, الْجَارَ, الْجُنُوبِ, الصَّاحِبِ, Al-Jambi, okay, this Ibn is an exceptional word. Yes. You put a kasra, Ibn. As-Sabil, for example, okay, these ones. That's all. Allah, so Hamzatul Wasl will be pronounced this way. But when you join the words together, Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ. Right? وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ has an important rule here. بِالْجَنْبِ. If you see the noon on the top of noon, بِالْجَنْبِ, the word بِالْجَنْبِ. On the top of noon, what do you see?
A baby meme.
A baby meme. What does that baby meme mean?
It refers to the rule إِقْلَاب applying إقلاب. Here.
إِقْلَاب. Good job, good job. So how do you apply it?
You make a half meme sound.
Half meme sound or hidden meme sound.
Yeah, change the...
Yeah, yeah. Instead of the noon... You pronounce a meme sound, but a hidden meme sound, not a full meme sound.
Yes.
Right? Do not let your lips touch.
Exactly.
Right? Exactly. So, والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب بالجنب. Extend the sound for two beats. Nasal sound. بالجنب وابن السبيل وابن السبيل. What's the rule?
قلقلة
قلقلة وابن السبيل. ما شاء الله. Bounce the sound. وما ملكت أيمانكم. قلا and صلا, here the two stopping signs. قلا and صلا. ولا تشركوا به شيئا. صلا here. وما ملكت أيمانكم. قلا on the top of, you see. These two are just the opposite. They have one thing in common. They have one thing in difference, yes? So, the difference is that قِلَا says it's better to stop, but سِلَا tells it's better to
continue.
The common thing is that they both also gives this meaning that you can
continue
or stop. You can continue or stop. But قِلَا says it's better to stop. سِلَا says better to continue. That's all. من كان, hide the sound of nun. من كان مختالا فخورا. لن فخورا, hide the sound of nun. Tanween, that's all. Ready to recite after me?
Yes.
Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا.
واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا.
وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى.
وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى.
أحسنتم. Somebody ran out of breath. والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب.
والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب.
وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم.
وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم.
إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا.
إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا.
ما شاء الله. Allah bless you, inshallah. That's all for today. Brothers and sisters, stay with IRIB English Radio, inshallah. Thank you so much, Fawad and Ali Nasir. Thanks for being with us today. Inshallah, we'll be here with you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
وَاجْعَلْ لِسَانِي بِذِكْرِكَ لَهِجًا وَقَلْبِي بِحُبِّكَ مُتَيَّمًا وَمُنَّ عَلَيَّ بِحُسْنِ إِجَابَتِكَ وَأَقِلْنِي عَثْرَتِي.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. وَاجْعَلْ لِسَانِي بِذِكْرِكَ لَهِجَ Allah, make my tongue remember you constantly. وَقَلْبِي بِحُبِّكَ مُتَيَّمَ And my heart enthralled by your love. وَمُنَّ عَلَيَّ بِحُسْنِ إِجَابَتِكَ Be gracious to me by answering me favorably. One of the greatest blessings of Allah to human beings is the tongue. وَاجْعَلْ لِسَانِي بِذِكْرِكَ لَهِجَ Allah, make our tongue remember you constantly. This is the tongue by which we can talk, express whatever we think, and declare our goals and viewpoints. This is how we communicate with each other. Just as its virtue and goodness are great, the tongue's vices are pretty heavy. The wise men have said about this organ, the weight of the tongue is little, but its sin is great. As the great narrator, philosopher, and scholar has said, the tongue can commit nearly 20 major sins, such as backbiting, accusations, tale-telling, ridiculing, spreading rumor, telling lies, and belittling others, etc. This is how dangerous this tongue can be. But in this part, we ask the Almighty Allah to make our tongue constantly in remembrance of the Almighty Allah. We seek His assistance in doing so. The Holy Quran has permitted only 10 types of speakings. If one uses his tongue in one of these 10 ways, it is as if he has worshipped Allah. If, on the other hand, he uses the tongue in ways other than these that are allowed, he has polluted his tongue with sin. And in fact, he has, this is how we can put it into words, he has worshipped Satan. As the Holy Quran says, these 10 types of speaking are good speaking, better speaking, just speaking, honorable mention, generous speaking, gentle speaking, speaking of belief, right speaking, honest advice, and the last one, effectual speaking. Now, let us have a look at each of these 10 types of speakings after a short break.
Through your mercy, protect me and cause my tongue to accentuate your remembrance and my heart filled with your love and be gracious to me by your gracious response and cause my evils to appear fewer and forgive me my errors.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased.
is with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Now, good speaking is one of those types of speaking that the Holy Quran has permitted. This is speaking to people with good temper. Better speaking, however, is inviting people to Allah. These terms are all taken from the different verses of the Holy Quran. Just speaking is giving testimony in a court of law. Honorable mention is speaking well of the latest generations of the believers. Generous speaking is speaking well to the parents of the person. Gentle speaking is speaking for enjoining good and forbidding evil. Speaking of belief is the confession we make to Allah's unity, to the prophethood of His messenger. Right speaking is speaking truthfully in every circumstance. Honest advice is speaking to the orphans and to the family members. And effectual speaking is influential speaking consisted of advice, logic, and wise speech. Now, benefiting from these 10 different ways of speaking or speech, we can begin a business whose profit is known by no one but the Almighty Allah. A complete explanation of these 10 methods requires a separate program dedicated especially to this concept. But here, we try to only explain about the reward of better speaking, that is, guiding and inviting people to Allah. For example, when the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, sent Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam for guiding the people of Yemen, he told him, Ya Ali, la tuqatil ahadan hatta tad'uh. O Ali, do not fight anyone before you invite him to the truth. وَيْمُلَّهِ لَإِنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ عَلَى يَدِكَ رَجُلًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِمَّا طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ وَغَرَبَتْ. And by Allah, if you guide someone to Allah, it is better for you than all the things above which the sun shines and sets. This is how important better speaking is from the viewpoint of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how important it is in inviting people to monotheism, to Allah. This must be the touchstone, the criterion of literally everyone enjoining good and forbidding the evil. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through all my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah. Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, Sheikh Rouhani, for today's discussion, I want to ask you about the concept of zulm or oppression and also cruelty. So, some people might think that those who do oppression, I mean the oppressors and the cruel ones, and those who are, we can say, that's right, act upon atrocity in today's world, they will have a better life. They will be healthier because they can amass wealth. They can violate the rights of this person and that person. And it is so that always oppression and cruelty, has better fruits in the lives of such people. Is it so?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I don't think so, because oppression or zulm is a kind of action that is wrong, that is bad, that is evil. Based on Islamic anthropology, we know that in human being there are different souls. One is Nafs al-Lawwama.
Yes.
Nafs al-Lawwama is like a judge within us or inside us that is always aware of our actions and our deeds. This Nafs is a very just and fair judge.
Yes.
It always judges us, and it always warns us that, oh man, you are doing wrong things, you are doing evil things. Be mindful. It will have its consequences for you. That is why you see that it many times happens that some criminals, mm-hmm. after a while, after some years, they themselves refer to the judge that I was criminal at that time and I deceived you. Due to the deception I made, you mistakenly, for example, punished an innocent person instead of me. Yes. Please free that person. And I am the one who should be punished. If you look at, for example, the newspapers, you'll see lots of cases that happen that criminals, after sometimes many years or many weeks, days, they themselves refer and surrender to the police and to the court and want to be punished. Because of what? Because of this Nafs al-Lawwama, or consciousness that we have in our own mind, which is called wijdan. So that's why even this zalim, though he has an opportunity to oppress others for short time or long time, but within this zalim, based on this anthropological kind of understanding,